He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play and wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. The WJPA Sports Network presents PIAA Team Tournament Wrestling AAA quarterfinals between the Trinity Hillers and the Golden Hawks of Bethlehem Catholic. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah, and our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner. Trinity comes in at 12-1, runners-up in District 7. Bethlehem Catholic, the District 11 champion, they are 11-1. Bethlehem Catholic, a 37-18 first-round win against Central Dauphin, and the Hillers last night over Selins Grove 54-14. Winner goes to the semifinals tonight. Loser comes back at 5:30 this evening and will wrestle LaSalle College. We've got some other results we can update you on, both AA and AAA, and we'll do that as time permits. Our wrestling coverage is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years on North Franklin Drive in Washington. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an advanced surgical hospital. Good orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. And the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. We'll take a look at the starting lineups between Trinity and Bethlehem Catholic when our pregame coverage continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. AngelosRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Bethlehem Catholic has won 9 PIAA team titles, titles in AA 3 consecutive years, 2011 through 2014, and winning the AAA title in 2016, 2018, 2019, and the last 2 years as well. Hillers getting to the championship match and losing to Easton back in 2002. and found out something interesting when talking to the Hillers coaches down below. Andy McYanko telling me that Dan Burkholder, who was a member of that 2002 Trinity team that went to the state finals in the team event, lives in nearby Lancaster and was here yesterday and addressed the team and gave them a little pep talk prior to the match. So let's take a look at the starting lineups. We are going to start at 121 pounds, but we'll give you the pairings straight up starting at 107. The Hillers have Kai Bland and Mickey Horn both weighed in at 107. Loudon Hauer weighed in there for Bethlehem Catholic. Bethlehem Catholic has Reef Dillard weighed in at 114 pounds. Jacob Wright there for the Hillers at 121. Dom Canale and James Eakin both weighed in for Trinity. Keanu Dillard and Zayden Torres, along with Adrian Victoria, all weighed in for Bethlehem Catholic at 121. Golden Hawks have Ryder Campbell weighed in at 127. Hillers have Frank Fedorchak and Zane Garner. For Trinity at 133, it's Devin Junko. Two wrestlers weighed in at 133 for Bethlehem Catholic, Mason Thomas and Peter Venance. At 139, it's Marco Frinzi for Bethlehem Catholic. For Trinity, Bear Bruckner and Blake Reiner both weighed in. Hillers have two at 145, Thomas Allison and Luke Poland. Two at 145 as well for Bethlehem Catholic, Shane McPhillan and Nicholas Reyes. Three wrestlers weighed in at 152 for Bethlehem Catholic, Justin Martinez, Colin Rath, and Charlie Scanlon. Hillers with Jackson Bruckner and Rocco Machetta. Trinity with two 160-pounders, Ian Holub and Cale Nicolella. No Bethlehem Catholic wrestler weighed in at 160, but certainly opportunity to bump up with three 152-pounders. At 160 for Trinity, I mentioned Holub and Nicolella. Bodie Morgan weighed in at 172 for Trinity. For Bethlehem Catholic, Dario Cruz and Grady Militix. 189, James Bozzi and James DeLuise for Bethlehem Catholic. Robbie Allison and Adam Watson for the Hillers. At 215 pounds, Jason Minnie and Jalen Tinsley both weighed in for Trinity. Jacob Lance for Bethlehem Catholic. And Golden Hawks have two 285-pounders, Grant Mulhorn and Vasilios Tsumoutatis. Hillers with two heavyweights as well, Jace Banco and Nicholas McAdams. Just about ready to go here. Give you the AAA consolation results that were wrestled just prior to this round. Franklin Regional beat Boiling Springs 35-23. Actually, this was two rounds ago. Central Dauphin in the consolations eliminated Sealands Grove 48-26. LaSalle College over West Scranton 30-24. And Connellsville defeated by Cathedral Prep 43-14. Connellsville beaten by Wilson Area 30-29 last night. And we will get started with Trinity and Bethlehem Catholic, again starting at 121 pounds. We'll do that when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney Robert West of Robert West Law. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Tarquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I've come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
Wrestlers checking in at the table and now coming out to the center of the mat. We expect it to be Dom Canale for Trinity. Not posted yet. Three wrestlers available there for Bethlehem Catholic. And we are underway. It is Canale and Keanu Dillard. And Dillard right in on a single on Canale. picks it up. Tried to trip Canale to the mat, not able to do it, but now side by side as Canale drops a whizzer in. Keanu Dillard, a state champion at 107 pounds a year ago, and now he fights through and gets the takedown on Canale to take a 2-0 lead. Minute 25 to go in the first period. Canale to his feet, and the two step out of bounds. Double-A quarterfinals from earlier today. Bishop McCourt over Burl, 51-15. Chestnut Ridge defeated Fort LaBeouf 37-36, avenging a loss to Fort LaBeouf earlier this season. And Bishop McDevitt 35-21 over Clearfield. Faith Christian defeated Notre Dame Green Pond 43-18. So double-A semifinals, Bishop McCourt against Chestnut Ridge and Bishop McDevitt against Faith Christian. Quarterfinal action here in AAA as Canale with an escape. Now trails 2-1. In on a single is Dillard. Spins Canale to the mat, gets a takedown, goes to an underhook and puts Canale over to his back. Right at the boundary, Canale trying to get out of bounds. 43 seconds to go in the period. 4-1 plus back points coming for Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. And there's the fall. It comes in 1 minute and 26 seconds. Bethlehem Catholic off and running with a fall at 121 pounds. We'll go to 127 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Zane Garner for Trinity at 127 pounds. Ryder Campbell for Bethlehem Catholic. They shake hands and they are underway. Garner 20 wins, 9 losses. He is a senior. Ryder Campbell for Bethlehem Catholic, a junior, 18 wins, 6 losses. To tie up. Garner trying to go to a headlock. And he's trying to roll Campbell to the mat, but Campbell's going to pop outside that headlock, and he will get the takedown to go up 2-0. Campbell works a 2-on-1 on the left wrist. He's going to roll across his own back and try to take Garner over. No back count just yet. Garner doing a good job of just keeping his hips down and not allowing Campbell to roll him over. Garner gets back over to his knees without giving up near fall points as we near the midway point of the first period. Garner in a sitting position. Campbell controlling the left wrist. Garner now broken flat to his stomach. Garner trying to work up to his knees, and he does. 29 seconds to go, first period. Campbell of Bethlehem Catholic riding with a 2-0 lead. Garner trying to get to his feet. So far not able to do that. Campbell going to pull him back to the mat, try to bar the left arm. See if he can get back points, but Garner fights that off, gets back over to one knee, and now to his feet. Garner trying to peel off around the waist. But tripped back to the mat by Campbell. 3 seconds to go in the period. And Ryder Campbell of Bethlehem Catholic with a 2-0 lead after one. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Zane Garner of Trinity on the bottom to start the second period. Campbell working the wrists underneath. Looks like he was trying to get back to that tilt that he tried to use in the first period. Garner spread out on all fours, now to his feet with Campbell right behind him. And Garner spins free for an escape. So it's 2-1 for Campbell of Bethlehem Catholic. To tie up. Fireman's carry attempt for Campbell puts Garner to his hip, and he's going to get the takedown. So Campbell up 4-1. Garner gets belly down. 49 seconds to go, second period. Garner broken flat to his stomach. Campbell trying to bar the right arm. Official maybe giving Garner a verbal warning there as Campbell bars that right arm. Trying to jump to the opposite side and pull Garner over. Now he jumps to the right side where he has the arm barred. 16 seconds to go in the period. Garner, his head down on the mat. 4-1 lead for Ryder Campbell of Bethlehem Catholic. He's going to try to drive Garner over late, but the period will end 4-1 for Campbell after two. Third period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Starting on the bottom in the third period is Ryder Campbell. Reaches back and grabs the leg of Zane Garner. Apologize, a little technical issue there. Hopefully that's now taken care of. And Campbell going to get the hips up and over Garner to reverse him. So 6-1 now for Campbell of Bethlehem Catholic. Golden Hawks got a fall from defending state champion Keanu Dillard in the first bout at 121 to take a 6-0 lead. Garner broken flat to his stomach with a minute 15 remaining in the third. Campbell riding in leading 6-1. Other AAA quarterfinal bouts, Council Rock South and Central Mountain, Gettysburg against Easton, and Penridge against Wilson. Tilt attempt here, and getting up a little bit high is Campbell. Garner reaches up to grab the head, but not able to do anything with it, and the two go out of bounds with 56 seconds to go in the third. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington. Those of you listening online at WJPA.com. Off the whistle, Garner to his feet. Campbell right behind him, wrapped around the waist, trips Garner back to the mat, tries to chop the right arm, but Garner working to get back up on his feet. Campbell working out to the right side, reaches down, grabs the right ankle, trips Garner back to the mat with 35 seconds to go in the third. Now Campbell breaks Garner flat to his stomach. Working, trying to get both wrists, and Garner just extending both arms. Campbell jumps to the left side. Tries to work through the legs. Garner spread out on all fours, trying to get to his feet. Under 10 seconds to go. And Campbell going to trip Garner back to the mat. And time's going to run out. It's going to be a 6-1 win for Ryder Campbell of Bethlehem Catholic. Golden Hawks take a 9-0 team lead. And we'll have more AAA action here. State Wrestling on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania Wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Mason Thomas for Bethlehem Catholic. Devin Junko for Trinity at 133 pounds. Just underway. 9-0 team lead for Bethlehem Catholic. In on a single is Thomas. Now he grabs both legs and gets the opening takedown. Mason Thomas, a freshman, 10-10. Devin Junko for Trinity, also a freshman, 25-14. Junko to his feet, and the two end up out of bounds. 1:28 remaining in the first period. 2-0 for Thomas of Bethlehem Catholic as they come back into the center. Junko to his feet, tripped back to the mat by Thomas. Junko on his knees. Thomas working with a tight waist on the right side. Actually has a half in, although Junko is on one knee trying to get to his feet. Under a minute to go in the first. Junko tripped back to the mat by Thomas. Again, winner goes to the semifinals at 7 o'clock tonight. Loser of this match comes back at 5:30 to take on LaSalle College. Again, double elimination, so whichever team loses here going to have to come back and win again tonight to stay alive in the tournament. Junko to his feet and then free for an escape with 23 seconds to go in the first. So 2-1 for Thomas of Bethlehem Catholic. Junko shoots, gets both ankles, and he's going to get the takedown. Thomas right up to his feet. Junko with a 3-2 lead, 10 seconds to go in the period. Out to the side is Junko, has to drop on a leg to maintain control, 5 seconds to go in the period. And Devin Junko of Trinity going to have a 3-2 lead at the end of one. Second period at 1:33 coming up on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Trinity's Devin Junko on the bottom here in the second period, cradled by Mason Thomas and taken over to his back early here in period number two. Junko has a 3-2 lead, but he'll give up that lead with the near fall points here, trying to avoid the pin. Breaks the cradle, does Junko, and gets back over to his knees. 3 near fall for Thomas, and he's now up 5-3. Junko stands. Thomas drops on an ankle to maintain control. Junko trying to force him off of that ankle. Junko reaches over top to grab an ankle. Thomas still in control here. Still on that right ankle. Now reaches across, grabs the left, and trips Junko back to the mat. Thomas going to have to move up off those ankles, and he does. 50 seconds remaining in the second period. 5-3 lead for Mason Thomas of Bethlehem Catholic. Junko sits, tried to reach back and switch. Now he'll turn. Thomas will follow him around right on the edge of the mat. Junko on his knees, head down. 25 seconds left in the second. Thomas breaks Junko down. Junko almost entirely outside the boundary. Thomas drops on the left leg. 10 to go in the period. Junko reaches up top to grab an ankle, and the two end up out of bounds with just 5 seconds remaining in the second period. A fall in a regular decision for Bethlehem Catholic to start things off, so they lead 9-0. Junko late in the period trying to get to his feet, won't be able to get free. 5-3 for Thomas of Bethlehem Catholic after two. Third period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Mason Thomas of Bethlehem Catholic choosing to work on his feet here to start the third period. Actually, he started on the bottom and got an escape. So his lead is now 6-3. Junko works the head as they tie up on their knees. Thomas trying to get back up to his feet. Junko trying to go around the head and through the legs and get into a cradle. Can't do that. He spins behind. And Junko, well, he got a takedown. Thomas still had a wrist, and Thomas ended up getting free. So Junko got two. Thomas got one. It's 7-5. Thomas of Bethlehem Catholic with now 1 minute remaining in the third period. And I think we're going to get a head scissors here on Devin Junko. Shot by Thomas. And the penalty point awarded. So it's now 8-5 for Thomas. So back to a tie up on their feet here. Junko steps to the side again, trying to go around the head, through the legs, into a cradle. He gets the takedown, and he gets the cradle as well. He's going to take Thomas over to his back. Thomas fights it off, at least for the time being. Junko is going to take the lead here with the takedown and the near fall points. Got two of them. So his lead is 9-8, 18 seconds to go here in the third period. Right on the edge of the mat. Thomas is outside the boundary, and now Junko out as well with 7 seconds left. They'll come back into the center. Junko trying to fight off a roll attempt here by Thomas, and time's going to run out. Devin Junko comes from behind for a 9-8 victory, gets Trinity on the board. 9-3 Bethlehem Catholic after three bouts, 139-pound bout. Coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Blake Reiner comes out for Trinity at 139 pounds. Bethlehem Catholic is going to bump Peter Venance up to 139. Marco Frenzy weighed in there as well for the Golden Hawks. Reiner goes right in and gets a double leg takedown to take a 2-0 lead. Reiner now going to let Vance go as Venance, as he's sat, turned, got free for one. Reiner in on the legs, going to pick up a second takedown. That'll put him up 4-1, just 30 seconds into the first period. A tilt attempt here for Reiner. Vanance trying to roll through. But Reiner going to pick up back points. Reiner now going to try to drive with an arm bar. Takes Vanance over to his back. Still a lot of time to go in the first period. Vanance trying to keep that left shoulder off the mat. And there's the fall for Blake Reiner of Trinity. It comes at 1 minute and 4 seconds. And that's going to tie this dual meet up at 9. And we'll have the 145-pound bout here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Marco Frenzy, who was weighed in at 139, bumps up to 145 to take on Trinity's Thomas Allison. Frenzy in on the legs, dumps Allison onto a sitting position, and Frenzy going to keep driving and finish off that shot and get the opening takedown. Team score tied at 9, minute and a half to go in the first period here at 145 pounds. And the two out of bounds. Two coming back into the center. Allison sits back into Frenzy. Allison 17-2. Frenzy 23-9. Frenzy a junior. Allison also a junior for the Hillers. And Allison turns in, grabs the legs. He's going to get a reversal to tie the score. And Frenzy free for an escape. Frenzy with a 3-2 lead now. I was looking at the Bethlehem Catholic roster and some of their history. Had a two-time state champion, Nathan Desmond, who is now at Wyoming Seminary. And Jake Daly, who was a sixth-place finisher last year, also at Wyoming Seminary. So a couple of defections for the Golden Hawks. They're ranked third in the state by PA Power Wrestling. Trinity 10th. Council Rock South in those rankings, the number one team in the state. Underhooks here for Allison, but the first period comes to an end. 3-2, Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic leads after one. Second period coming up here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Start of the second period, Thomas Allison of Trinity on the bottom, trailing 3-2 to Marco Frenzy. Allison to his feet, but out of bounds before he can get free. 1:31 to go, second period. Team score tied at 9. Each team with a fall, and obviously each with a regular decision. Allison sits off the whistle. Frenzy follows him back around. Allison spreads out on all fours, trying to get to his feet. Frenzy up over top. thinking about a cradle, but not really able to get the hands locked, not really coming close to being able to do that. One minute to go, second period. Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic riding and leading 3-2. Frenzy again working through the legs. Allison on his knees trying to grab that right arm and wrist of Frenzy. Frenzy has a leg in now. And we get a stoppage and a potentially dangerous call. 31 seconds to go, second period. Still 3-2 for Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic. So the two to referee's position. Frenzy with a jump prior to the whistle, so he will be cautioned. Now a clean start. Allison to his feet. Frenzy right behind him. Allison trying to peel off around the waist. Frenzy gets a leg in. Now again going up over top, trying to get the hands locked in a cradle, but not able to do so. Late in the second period now. 9 seconds remaining. Just an escape. Or actually, no points in this period, just the caution against Frenzy. And there's the end of the second period. Frenzy with a 3-2 lead. Third period coming right up here on WJPA.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Marco Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic chooses bottom position for the third. Thomas Allison of Trinity gives the escape before the period begins, so 4-2. And now Allison in on a leg. Frenzy reaching up over top and locking through the legs of Allison. Allison on his knees with that leg. Frenzy draped across the back of Allison. Allison trying to turn. And kind of an awkward position here, especially for Frenzy. Allison going to pop his head free, and he's very close to getting the takedown here. And there it is. That's going to tie the bout at four. Allison steps to the side now. He's around the waist, and he's got a back count going as he turns Frenzy over to his back. 50 seconds to go in the period. Thomas Allison gets perpendicular, picks up the head. Hooks underneath the left arm, and there's the pin for Allison. It comes in 5 minutes and 19 seconds. That's going to put the Hillers on top, 15-9 after 5 bouts. We'll go to 152 pounds here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is attorney Robert West of Robert West Law. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Torquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I've come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on. With online convenience, too, at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. chambersinsurance.com.
152-pound matchup. Jackson Bruckner for Trinity. Shane McPhillan bumping up from 145 for Bethlehem Catholic. McPhillan trying to spin around behind Bruckner. He does, but they're still on their feet. Now McPhillan will trip Bruckner to the mat and get the takedown. filling a state qualifier a year ago. Has Bruckner broken flat to his stomach. Controls the right wrist. Does McPhillan trying to lace a leg, and he's going to pull Bruckner back and get a near fall count going here. Bruckner going to fight it off, get back over to his stomach. McPhillan gets three, leads 5-0, just under a minute now remaining in the first period. McPhillan working around the, looks like he's trying to get to a cradle here. And McPhillan going to take Bruckner up to his back with that cradle, has him in trouble, and there is the fall in 1 minute and 21 seconds. That's going to tie the match at 15. And we'll have the 160-pound bout when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Hillers are going to send out Ian Holub here at 160 pounds against Colin Rath. Kale Nicolella was also weighed in there at 160. He's likely to bump up. Rath was weighed in at 152, and he bumps up, and he quickly takes Holub to the mat and right to the edge. And the two will go out of bounds. Rath gives an escape and gets a second takedown and now gives an escape again to go up 4-2. Minute 20 remaining in the first period. Rath going to pick up another takedown. We've got a stoppage here. Holub looks like he has a headgear problem. Colin Rath, the state champion at 139 pounds a year ago. Another escape there. And there's another takedown for Rath, who leads 8-3 right now. Looked like he was trying to get to a cradle. He'll continue to work at that with 48 seconds to go in the first period. Holub broken flat to his stomach. 35 seconds to go in the first. Team score tied at 15. Rath trying to go to a tilt here. And Rath is going to get the pin as he jumped to the side, put Holub to his back, and got the fall in 1 minute and 41 seconds. That's going to make it 21-15 in favor of Bethlehem Catholic. 172-pound bout coming up when we come right back.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hillers do bump Kale Nicolella up to 172 pounds, and he will face Charlie Scanlon. Scanlon was also weighed in and bumped up. So scoreless here, 25 seconds in. Hiller's likely going to bump up Bodie Morgan and Robbie Allison as Nicolella and Scanlon go out of bounds. Scoreless, minute 22 to go in the first period. Nicolella and Scanlon into a tie-up here. Scanlon, a junior, 24-7. Nicolella for Trinity, a senior, 20 wins, 9 losses. They're out of bounds, 54 seconds to go in the first period. The two come right in and tie up. Now they break out of that tie-up. And in and out of a tie-up yet again. Now with 30 seconds to go in a scoreless first period. Nicolella shoots, gets to the legs, in on a double. Locking through the legs is Scanlon. Nicolella switches to a single now, tries to pull it in. Scanlon still locked through Nicolella's legs. Now Scanlon going to reach back and try to cross-face Nicolella off the leg, but the first period will end. No score after one. Second period at 172 coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Cale Nicolella of Trinity starts the second period on the bottom, gets to his feet. Scanlon cuts him loose, so 1-0 for Nicolella early in the second period. 21-15, Bethlehem Catholic leads. Scanlon shoots, gets to the right leg. Nicolella tries to spin behind, and they are out of bounds with a minute 27 to go in the second period. Nicolella up 1-0. To quickly get right back into action. Working on their feet. Break out of a tie-up. .103 remaining in the second as Nicolella and Scanlon tie up again. Nicolella reaches for a leg. Can't get it. Scanlon tried to spin behind. Now Scanlon on the left leg of Nicolella. Nicolella with a whizzer. Scanlon trying to pick that leg up. He does. Gets on both legs, trips Nicolella to the mat. Scanlon gets the takedown, and he leads 2-1. They're out with 42 seconds to go in the second period. Again, the Hillers will wrestle again this evening. It's just a question of whether it is at 5:30 in the consolations or at 7 o'clock in the semifinals. Nicolella pushes himself up to his feet off the whistle, and Scanlon again going to cut him loose. So 2-2 and neutral, 35 seconds to go in the second. Scanlon comes in to tie up. Now they break out of that. Nicolella looks over his shoulder at the clock. It now has 13 seconds remaining. Tied at 2 here. And a 21-15 lead for Bethlehem Catholic. Third period at 172 pounds coming up when we come back on WJPA. The WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Start of the third period. Cale Nicolella is going to give Charlie Scanlon an escape to start the period. So Scanlon leads 3-2. They're on their feet. Scanlon shoots and doubles, gets both legs, and he's going to get the takedown to now go up 5-2 on Nicolella. Nicolella to his feet. Scanlon drops on the right leg, and the two are out of bounds with a minute 15 to go in the third. Nicolella set on the bottom. Scanlon ready and back into third period action. Nicolella to his feet, peels off. Scanlon drops and just does barely at the last second get to the right ankle. And then he drives into Nicolella and they are out with a minute 3 to go in the third. Central Mountain and Council Rock South at 160 pounds. Two of the top teams in the state there against one another, and they're tied at 14. Wilson leading Penridge 12-6. They're at 152 pounds. Gettysburg with a 9-8 lead on Easton. They're also at 152. 24 seconds to go. Cale Nicolella of Trinity is picked up an escape. So he trails 5-3, needs a takedown to tie. Out of bounds, only 19 seconds for Nicolella to try to get this takedown and tie things up. Nicolella shot at the left leg, couldn't get it. Stalling call against Scanlon. First one against him. Now Scanlon shoots. 9 seconds to go. Scanlon on both legs. Nicolella reaches up over top to grab an ankle with time running out. And it's going to be a 5-3 win for Charlie Scanlon. And that is going to put Bethlehem Catholic up 24-15. 189-pound bout coming up when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Both wrestlers here in the 189-pound bout bumping up a weight class. Bodie Morgan for Trinity, Dario Cruz for Bethlehem Catholic. Just 12 seconds in, and they are scoreless. To just circle. Morgan now comes in to tie up. To push toward the edge of the mat. And out of bounds with a minute 25 to go here in the first. On the restart, the two again keeping their distance from one another. Bodie Morgan, 17-3. He is a senior. Dario Cruz, senior as well, 14-13 for the Golden Hawks. To break out of a tie-up. Still scoreless here in the first period. Now with a minute to go. Into a tie-up. Morgan dropped to one knee. Now they break out of the tie and back up to their feet.
Long range shot. Cruz couldn't get in deep. Morgan tried to spin behind. He couldn't finish. 30 seconds to go in the period. Morgan with an elbow trying to reach underneath and grab a leg. Really not able to advance his position, and Cruz in a somewhat similar position himself. 10 seconds to go. Looks like Morgan and Cruz will be scoreless at the end of one. Second period at 189 pounds coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Dario Cruz of Bethlehem Catholic takes bottom position to start the second period. Trinity's Bodie Morgan flattens him out early here in the period. Cruz trying to get up to his knees, but not able to do that. Well, Cruz gets one knee underneath, but really struggling with Morgan driving hard, putting his chest right on the back of Cruz to keep him flat on his stomach. Bout is still scoreless. Team score 24-15 in favor of Bethlehem Catholic. We started at 121. We are now at 189. Morgan breaks Cruz down. Under a minute to go in the second. Stalling call. On the bottom against Cruz. First one against him. Tight waist for Morgan on the left side, trying to reach and get the right wrist. Cruz again just staying belly down, extending the arms forward. 30 seconds to go, second period. Morgan trying to find a way to get Cruz over and working underneath. Looks like he's got the right wrist. Time running out in the period. Just 10 seconds to go. And now Morgan going to a tilt. He's going to get near fall points here at the buzzer. And Bodie Morgan will take the lead into the third period with near fall points. They haven't been put up on the board yet. And perhaps I thought he was going to get to, but nothing yet. So we'll pick up the third period when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Yeah, they were just having an issue with the scoreboard down there. Morgan did indeed get three near fall points. Thought I saw at least a two count there. So Bodie Morgan with those three near fall points leads 3-0, and he's going to start the third period on the bottom. Hillers trail by 9. With 5 bouts remaining, including this one here at 189 pounds in the third period. Dario Cruz of Bethlehem Catholic, spiral ride on top. Morgan on his knees, head down, maybe getting a verbal warning. Now he sits, leans back into Cruz, tried to go to the Peterson, couldn't get the arm, but he spins over on top of Cruz and Morgan gets the reversal, so he goes up 5-0 with a minute 17 to go. When you know you need every bonus point you can get. And Morgan within three of a major decision and an extra team point. Make it two now as Cruz gets called for stalling for the second time. So a penalty point for Morgan makes it 6-0. 50 seconds remaining in the third period. Morgan looks like he might be trying to work to a cradle, but not able to get the hands locked. Cruz, flat to his stomach. 28 seconds to go. Bodie Morgan trying to find a way to turn Cruz over and pick up a couple of near fall points and an extra team point that potentially could come along with that. He's going to go to a tilt here, but so far no back count. Cruz will get back over to his knees. Just 8 seconds to go. Morgan desperately trying to find a way to turn Cruz over, but it's not going to happen. Time's going to run out. Bodie Morgan will win 6-0 for the Hillers to make the team score 24-18. We'll have the 215-pound bout when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Again, two wrestlers bumping up to the 215-pound weight class. Robbie Allison for Trinity, James DeLuise for Bethlehem Catholic. They are just underway. Allison goes to underhooks, and he tried to throw DeLuise, and he almost pulled DeLuise right on top of himself. They roll through, and Allison was on the legs. DeLuise had a whizzer, and they end up out of bounds. No takedown. 14-5 is the junior, James DeLuise of Bethlehem Catholic. Robbie Allison, a senior, 17-2 for the Hillers. And they restart early here in the first period. The two on their feet, keeping their distance from one another, now come in to tie up. Allison with an underhook. Two-step to the edge of the mat. DeLuise steps into Allison and trips him to the mat, almost to his back. Allison able to recover, but DeLuise keeps coming, and he's going to get the opening takedown. Just about 1 minute now remaining in the first period. 2-0 for James DeLuise. Team score 24-18 in favor of Bethlehem Catholic. Four bouts remaining. Allison up and out for an escape, so it's 2-1. So the two back on their feet. Seconds left, first period. DeLuise of Bethlehem Catholic leads Allison of Trinity 2-1. They'll come in and tie up. Allison wraps around the waist. And a little kind of a throw there by DeLuise, but Allison rolls through, and Allison goes, steps to the side, puts in a half. He gets the takedown. He's got back points coming. 4 seconds to go in the period, and he gets the fall with just 2 seconds remaining. Robbie Allison of Trinity with a huge pin. Again, it comes at 158, and that is going to tie the dual meet at 24. And we'll go to 285 pounds when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. AngelosRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
We go to 285 pounds. The Hillers want to hold things up here for just a second. Not sure why. Whether it has to do with someone checking in at the table. Official motions toward the Hillers corner to settle down, whatever the issue is. They're trying to get it straightened out. They had a little trouble with the scoreboard earlier there, and they don't have the pairings up just yet, so just a little bit of an issue at the table. It is Jace Banco for Trinity and Grant Mulhorn for Bethlehem Catholic. As those two get ready to go. Banco, a senior for Trinity, 1-5. Mulhorn, a sophomore, 2-10. And again, still an issue over at the table. It looks like a much bigger weight difference than what the weigh-in sheet has. So Mulhorn weighed in at 268, Banco at 270, and they're underway, and it's because it's not Mulhorn. They have changed that. It is Jacob Lance. Lance bumping up from 215. I knew that looked like more of a weight disparity than what the numbers showed. So Lance bumping up from 215. He's a senior at 14-12. Scoreless, a little over 30 seconds in. The two just tying up. Lance doesn't want to get into too much of a tie up there with Banco, I don't think, just again because of the weight that he's giving up. And Lance, even at for 215 pounds, weighs just 192. So about a 78-pound difference here. Seconds left, first period, still scoreless. Banco and Lance basically just tying up with one another. Now they'll break out of that. Banco pushing the action here a little bit toward Lance. Now Lance with a couple of underhooks. And I thought that might be the type of situation he might want to avoid. You get the right leverage, and you can make it work. Lance trying to step in and trip Banco, and Banco goes around the head, rolls Lance to the mat. Lance almost rolled all the way through. Banco comes down on top. The period is going to end. Banco is going to get the takedown, and I don't believe he's going to pick up any near fall points. For now, it's 2-0 after one. Second period coming up when we come right back.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
Hi, this is attorney Robert West of Robert West Law. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Tarquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I've come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
Jace Banco takes bottom position. Got up to his feet, but Lance did a nice job of rolling him back to the mat. Now, Lance of Bethlehem Catholic works out to the left side. Banco on one knee, now trying to get to his feet. Lance does get around behind as Banco stands up. Banco trying to peel off around the waist, but Lance trips him back to the mat. One minute to go, second period. Team score tied at 24 with three bouts remaining. Lance trying to go to a half. He's going to turn Banco over here. Drops his weight back, and the fall comes for Jacob Lance of Bethlehem Catholic. Time of the fall, 3 minutes and 8 seconds to break a 24-all tie, 30-24 now. Bethlehem Catholic leads, and we'll go to 107 pounds when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Matchup at 107 pounds, Mickey Horn for Trinity and Loudon Hauer for Bethlehem Catholic. Just 10 seconds in, still scoreless. A must win here for Horn and the Hillers, each on the other's leg right now with Horn and Hauer. And now they end up facing one another and getting back up to their feet, or at least Horn is attempting to, as Hauer works around the head, walks around to the side, and picks up an ankle, and he's going to eventually spin behind and get the takedown. So Hauer with a 2-0 lead. He can clinch it here for Bethlehem Catholic. Hauer, a freshman, 12-13. Mickey Horn for Trinity, a senior, 13-8. Horn broken flat to his stomach with a minute to go in the first period. Hauer looks like he's trying to get to a cradle, and Horn just flattens out on the bottom, forces Hauer to break that clasp. As Hauer rides and leads 2-0. Now Hauer trying to go to a tilt. He got a one count. Now he'll pull Horn back again and only gets a one count. Now another count begins, and this time Hauer will get back points. 30 seconds to go in the first period. Horn gets back over to his stomach. Hauer had the left arm bar. He lost that. There are the two near fall points for Loudon Hauer. He leads 4-0 late in the first period. Ten seconds remaining. Mickey Horn of Trinity going to go to the second period, trailing 2-0 to Loudon Hauer, or make that 4-0 to Hauer of Bethlehem Catholic. Second period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Mickey Horn of Trinity, Loudenhauer of Bethlehem Catholic start the second period neutral, but Hauer goes in and takes Horn down. Hauer leads 6-0. He's trying to get that left arm barred again, and he does. He's going to try to drive on that. Horn so far able to fight that off. Now Hauer with that arm bar going to pull Horn back over and get a back count going. 1 minute to go in the second period. Hauer has two near fall points coming. Horn is able to get back over to his stomach. There are the two near falls for Hauer. So he leads 8-0 with 50 seconds left here in the second. Hauer again bars that left arm. He's jumped to the opposite side of the arm bar to tilt Horn, and he does it again here with 30 seconds to go in the period. Wrestlers are now out of bounds, but it looks like two more near fall points for Hauer, and he leads 10-0. Hauer with an opportunity to clinch it here for the Golden Hawks of Bethlehem Catholic. Hauer again going to that arm bar with 20 seconds to go in the period. He's going to get near fall points again as he turns Horn over to his back. 13 seconds to go in the period. Bethlehem Catholic's only loss this year was to Easton, and then they avenged that loss later in the season. There's the end of the second period. 13-0 after three near fall points for Loudenhauer. And he wants to start on top. So he's only 2 points away from a technical fall. He's trying to go right back to that arm bar here to start the third period. Horn stands up, but the arm barred again for Hauer, trying to pull Horn back, had him at 90 degrees. Horn gets back over to his stomach. Hauer will try it again, breaks that 90-degree plane, and there's the back count for Hauer. He's going to get a technical fall here. And Horn going to get back over to his stomach. Hauer will, as long as he has that hold in, gets the opportunity to try to get the pin. He's going to try to drive on that bar one more time, but they are out of bounds. Technical fall comes. 16-0 at 4:20. And that will put Bethlehem Catholic up by 11, 35-24 with one bout to go. We'll have it when we come right back here on the WJBA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Final bout underway at 114 pounds. Jacob Wright for Trinity, Reef Dillard for Bethlehem Catholic. 35-24, Golden Hawks will win it here, and that's going to bump Trinity down into the consolation round. They'll come back at 5:30 tonight in Russell LaSalle College to try to stay alive. Should the Hillers win in that consolation match, then they will wrestle tomorrow morning at 9. Dillard will take Wright down for the opening takedown. 45 seconds in. Dillard barring the right arm. Reef Dillard, a freshman, 24-10. And for Trinity, crowd reacting to another mat. Jacob Wright, a freshman, 26-10. Wright sits and turns. Dillard out front, tried to chin the shoulders back. But Wright able to get back over, belly down, 23 seconds to go in the first period. 2-0 here for Reef Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. Just 5 seconds to go in the period here. Time going to run out before Dillard can turn right over. After one, 2-0 for Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic. Second period in our final bout coming up when we come right back.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Start of the second period, Jacob Wright of Trinity on top, but he gets up too high. Dillard pulls him over top and goes to a half. Now going to try to get, lost the half to Dillard, but he tries to get to perpendicular here and pick up the head. Wright reaching back at the forearm right in the face of Dillard. Now Dillard able to get that half in. It's not in deep, but he's got Wright on his back and in trouble. Minute 20 to go here in period number two. And we're going to get near fall points, looks like four of them, and then a technical violation, I think. Reversal made it 4-0, and then four near fall points. That was not, maybe it was potentially dangerous. I didn't. Didn't quite get the signal there from the official, but was 2-0 and then 4-0 after the reversal. Didn't get an indication if what the penalty point was, and now here's Dillard turning right over again. Body perpendicular, right trying to drop his weight back a little bit. Looks like he had a half and has lost it, 45 seconds to go in the period. Now Dillard trying to pick up the left arm of Wright. When Wright really close to being pinned here as Dillard drives the hip down onto the near shoulder. Now Wright gets the right shoulder off the mat. Dillard forces that one down and he's going to get the fall at 3 minutes and 32 seconds. And that will end it. It's going to be a 41-24 final. Bethlehem Catholic going to defeat Trinity, but it was 24 all. With three bouts to go, but two pins and a technical fall for Bethlehem Catholic seal the deal. So again, final score 41-24. Bethlehem Catholic knocks Trinity down into the consolation round. We'll recap the match and have our outstanding wrestler of the match as well when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, where Bethlehem Catholic has defeated Trinity 41-24. Let's recap things for you. We started at 120 pounds. Defending state champion Keanu Dillard with a pin over Trinity's Dom Canale in 1 minute and 26 seconds put Bethlehem Catholic up 6-0. Becca then got a decision at 127 pounds. Ryder Campbell 6-1 over Trinity's Zane Garner to go up 9-0. But the Hillers bounced back. Devin Junko with a 9-8 win at 133 pounds over Mason Thomas made it 9-3. And then Blake Reiner with a fall for Trinity at 139 pounds over Peter Venance. 104 time of the fall for Reiner, and we were tied at 9. Hillers then got the lead with a fall from Thomas Allison at 145 pounds. 5 minutes, 19 seconds time of the pin for Allison to make it 15-9. But Bethlehem Catholic answered with a fall at 152 pounds. It was Shane McPhillan pinning Jackson Bruckner of the Hillers in 1 minute and 21 seconds, tied the team score at 15. Colin Rath, another returning state champion for Bethlehem Catholic, he got a fall at 160 pounds over the Hillers' Ian Holub. A 141 time of that fall for Rath. Bethlehem Catholic had a 21-15 lead. A decision for Bethlehem Catholic at 172 pounds. And it was Charlie Scanlon taking on Cale Nicolella. And it was a 5-3 win for Scanlon to make it 24-15. Bodie Morgan got a win for Trinity at 189, bumping up to take on Dario Cruz, who also bumped up a weight class. Morgan won 6-0 to make the team score 24-18. Then Robbie Allison with a fall for Trinity at 215 pounds. Over James DeLuise, 1 minute 58 seconds, time of the fall for Allison. That tied the team score at 24. And then at 285, Jacob Lance giving up about 78 pounds to Jace Banco. And Banco led 2-0 after one. And Lance was able to turn Banco and pin him at 308. And that was big for Bethlehem Catholic. That put them up by 6-30-24. At 107 pounds, Loudon Hauer with a technical fall for Bethlehem Catholic over the Hillers' Mickey Horn. 16-0 the score, 4:20 to time to make it 35-24. That clinched it for the Golden Hawks. And then Reef Dillard at 114 pounds pinned the Hillers' Jacob Wright at 3 minutes and 32 seconds to get us to our final score of 41-24. So Bethlehem Catholic will go to the semifinals tonight, take on either Council Rock South or Central Mountain. Those two teams are wrestling right now. And Central Mountain has a 26-21 lead. And there's just been a fall in that match. And both teams with very similar colors, so we'll have to we'll get back to that one and update it for you. The other semifinal matches, Gettysburg and Easton. Gettysburg has a 21-17 lead in that match. That is at 285 pounds. So they've got a ways to go yet in the other quarterfinal, Penridge and Wilson Westlawn. They are tied at 21, and they are also at 285. That Council Rock South and Central Mountain match, they're going to 107 pounds, so they've got three bouts remaining there. And we'll get you an updated team score before we move on to our Outstanding Wrestler Award. It's now 29-21 in favor of Central Mountain. So number one ranked team in the state, Council Rock South, in some trouble, down by 8 with three bouts to go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Reminder, this match was presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the expressed written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer is chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. It's time to recognize our outstanding wrestler of the match, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Going to give the Outstanding Wrestler Award to Jacob Lance, bumping up from 215 pounds and weighing only 192, actually, to bump up to 285 and take on Jace Banco. And broke a 24-all tie, did Lance, when he pinned Banco in 3 minutes and 8 seconds. And that put Bethlehem Catholic up by 6, needing only one win in the final two bouts and actually getting a technical fall and a pin to win the last three, again, breaking what was a 24-all tie prior to that. So Jacob Lance, the outstanding wrestler for the match. And again, Trinity's going to come back at 5:30 tonight. They're going to wrestle LaSalle College for the right to continue in the consolations tomorrow. They'd come back at 9 a.m. tomorrow if the Hillers can defeat LaSalle College coming up at 5:30 tonight. So a quick turnaround for the Hillers as they have to come back and wrestle again. LaSalle College eliminated West Scranton earlier today by a score of 30-24. This Trinity wrestling match here on WJPA was brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years. North Franklin Drive in Washington. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation. And Advanced Surgical Hospital. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. The Chambers Insurance Agency, your third generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. So thanks to the coaches on both sides for helping out prior to the start of today's action, and to our producer, Jacob Knisner, in our Washington studios. I'm Mark Uriah. Thanks for being with us. Final score, 41-24, as Bethlehem Catholic defeats Trinity in the quarterfinals of the AAA PIAA Team Wrestling Championships. Again, Hiller's back at 5:30 tonight. Join us then. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.